Vibhishan and his followers then departed, and within 1 hour reached Ram's camp. When the monkey saw Vibhishan hovering overhead, like a peak of Mount Meru illuminated with lightning, Sugriva told Hanuman, "Take care. This Rakshasa must have come here to kill us." All the monkeys began picking up rocks and uprooting trees, awaiting further instructions from Sugriva. But then Vibhishan announced, "O king of the monkeys, I am the youngest half-brother of Ravana. As former minister to Ravana, I advised him repeatedly to return Sita to Ram. But after being rebuked by my brother with harsh words, I have left my home, wife, and children to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. Please go and tell him of my intentions." Thus, Sugriva went to Ram and said, "One of the enemy Rakshasas has arrived. Although he says he has deserted Ravana, still he cannot be trusted. Indeed, one can never place any trust in a Rakshasa. He must be a spy. But if we are to believe in him, then when we least expect it, he may do us great injury. So I suggest that he be killed immediately." Ram, however, went to the other monkeys, headed by Hanuman, and asked their opinions. "O dear Lord Ram, you are the knower of everything. Therefore we can understand that you are inquiring from us just to show us honor." Then Angada suggested, "If the presence of this Rakshasa can give us any advantage, then he should be accepted, but with great caution. However, if he poses too much of a threat, he should be turned away." Saraba then advised, "Yes, we should assign someone to constantly watch over him. If after being thoroughly tested, and he is found to be our ally, then he should be welcomed." But Jambavan warned, "This Rakshasa should be regarded with great caution and suspicion." And likewise, Mainda advised, "He should be thoroughly interrogated before any decision is made." The ever-wise Hanuman, gifted in the art of speech, then spoke, "We do not have time to test Vibhishan. In my opinion, he has come here in all sincerity, hoping to take shelter of Lord Ram. He has understood that Ravana is wicked and that Ram is the supreme emblem of purity and righteousness. His peaceful demeanor and considerate speech indicate the honesty of his purpose, for a deceitful person cannot remain so composed. For it is not possible for anyone to fully conceal their inner intentions. The facial expression always gives some clue into one's thoughts. I think this Vibhishan should be accepted as our ally without any reservation." And although Ram was pleased by Hanuman's statement, Sugriva said, "Since Vibhishan has deserted his half-brother at a time of adversity, it should be understood that there is no one he would not betray." Ram then replied, "I believe that Vibhishan has genuinely rejected his brother Ravana. Such dissension often occurs in royal families. So let us welcome him as our ally." Still unconvinced, meekly Sugriva protested, "Maybe he has been sent by Ravana. Therefore, just to be safe, we should immediately capture and kill him. For if we accept him, he may turn on us at any moment." "Oh, Sugriva, do you truly think this Rakshasa could hurt me?" Why, with the mere tip of my finger, I could kill all the Rakshasas and demons. So please listen as I tell you the following story. For once there was a hunter who caught a pigeon in his snare, and afterwards he took rest under a nearby tree. The wife of the captured pigeon was residing in that tree, and upon seeing that the hunter had come to her house, she offered him ample hospitality. Indeed, since she had nothing else to feed the hunter, she offered him her own flesh just to fulfill her obligation in receiving a guest. And so, my dear Sugriva, since a mere bird acted in this way, what can be said of a man like myself? There are many places in the scriptures where it is stated that when an enemy arrives with folded hands, the enemy must be protected by all means. The great sage Kundu has commented that it is only out of fear or folly that one would act otherwise and thus incur sin. And moreover, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is my eternal principle that if any living being takes shelter of me, even once saying, "I am yours," then I award that person freedom from all fear. Why, even if Ravana himself were to come here and surrender unto me, still I would give him all protection. Sugriva's heart then became filled with love upon hearing Ram's sublime statement. With tears in his eyes, he admitted, "O Ram, your words and deeds are always just befitting your supreme position. I too feel that Vibhishan is sincere. Therefore, let friendship be made without delay." And after being assured of safety, Vibhishan descended to the earth and fell down flat at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. In a mood of full surrender, Vibhishan explained, "I am the youngest half-brother of Ravana, and my name is Vibhishan. Although I instructed that Rakshasa king for his own benefit, he simply rebuked me harshly. Therefore, I have abandoned my home, family, and possessions, and have left Lanka just to engage in your unalloyed devotional service. And so I now place my life in your hands and beg you to bless me with your causeless mercy." While lovingly gazing upon Vibhishan, as if drinking him in with his eyes, Ram requested Vibhishan to describe the strengths and weaknesses of the Rakshasa enemy. "O Ram, because of receiving benedictions from Lord Brahma, Ravana has become immune to death at the hands of any demigod, Gandharva, Daitya, Danava, or Naga. Indeed, Ravana cannot be killed by any creature except for a human being because he considers them to be too insignificant. Then there is Ravana's younger brother Kumbhakarna, who is as huge as a great mountain and is as powerful as Indradev. The commander-in-chief of the Rakshasas is Prahasta, who once vanquished the Yaksha hero Manibhadra at Mount Kailas. And likewise, there is Ravana's son Indrajit, who is equal to his father in all respects. Indrajit wears impenetrable armor, and after propitiating the god of fire, is able to make himself invisible on the battlefield. There are millions of other Rakshasas headed by Mahodara, Mahaparshva, and Akampana. All of them are very fierce and can change their forms at will. O Vibhishan, I am well aware of Ravana's prowess, and so I give you my word that after killing him and all the other Rakshasa warriors, I shall install you upon the royal throne at Lanka. And in turn, Vibhishan assured Ram that he would help him conquering Lanka. Ram was very satisfied with his new devotee, and after warmly embracing Vibhishan, Ram ordered Lakshman to bring some water from the sea so that he could immediately perform the installation ceremony. Upon seeing the extraordinary mercy of Lord Ram upon the Rakshasa, the monkeys became ecstatic and shouted with joy. Hanuman and Sugriva both said, "Now we feel confident about combating these Rakshasas, but we are perplexed as to how to cross over the unfathomable ocean. So perhaps you can advise us in this matter." "Yes, I suggest that Ram call upon Varunadev, the presiding deity of the ocean. Previously, Ram's forefather, Sagara, excavated Varuna's waters and extended his domain. So because of this past service, the ocean will certainly help Ram accomplish his mission." Sugriva then relayed Vibhishan's idea to Ram and Lakshman. Ram thought it to be a good idea, but nonetheless replied to Sugriva, "I shall do whatever you and Lakshman decide." Sugriva and Lakshman readily agreed with Vibhishan, and thereafter Ram sat down upon a kusha mat with his face turned towards the sea. But meanwhile, a spy named Sardula sighted the monkeys and reported back to Ravana how the army had set up camp covering an area of 80 miles in all directions. The perturbed Rakshasa king then ordered his messenger Shuka to approach Sugriva and deliver the following message. "I have never done any harm to you, Sugriva. Therefore, why are you preparing to attack Lanka? Since the kidnapping of Sita has nothing to do with you, it would be better for you to return to Kishkindya and go on living there peacefully." Taking the form of a bird, Shuka flew to Sugriva and began to deliver Ravana's message while in the sky. However, as Shuka was speaking, some of the monkeys jumped into the air and captured him. Thus, while dragging him to the ground, the monkeys cut off Shuka's wings and savagely beat him. In great distress, Shuka cried out, "O Ram, those who adhere to righteousness never indulge in killing an envoy." Ram then intervened, and after being let go, Shuka once more rose up into the sky, asking Sugriva if he had any message for Ravana. "Yes, you may tell your master this. O Ravana, you are just like the stool of your dynasty, for you wish to enjoy the wife of another. And therefore, as a consequence, when my army swarms over the sea to Lanka, Ram will kill you and all of your relations." And then Angada spoke, "This bird does not appear to be an envoy. Rather, he is a spy who will convey information about our strength to the enemy. Therefore, he should be arrested at once." Taking this as an order, the monkeys once again sprang into the air. Capturing Shuka once again, they bound him up with ropes. Shuka again appealed to Ram, and Ram mercifully assured him that he would be set free once they had reached Lanka.